He's from the north,
she's from the south, and we want to know what's in your mouth. Oh. Hello, 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 and welcome back to episode 3 of In Yo Mouth. I am here. I am the 2 to your can, the G to your raft, the Rhine to your osiris, Michael Munoz, your hostess with the mostest. And next to me is the Pa to my rot, the Pen to my Gwyn, the P to my cock.
Oh my.
Marie.
Wow.
Anderson, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad I'm your P to your cock.
You're the P to my cock.
Wow, here we are back in Times Square,
in our
baby.
Times Square studio.
Wow.
We haven't been drinking this time. I think we learned our lesson.
Yeah, I think episode 2, I might have had a couple of cocktails.
A couple.
Before we casted. So, no more drinking on the pod.
Nope, we're having, what are we drinking?
Ooh, what are we drinking? A nice little latte.
Yeah, with delicious Khalifa, chocolate almond milk, and Nespresso Cafe, both. Are not our sponsors.
Nope, they said no. And they were like, who are you?
Who? Nope.
Well, I just want to say I'm drinking out of this lovely cup that says, live like Rose, dress like Blanche, think like Dorothy, speak like Sophia.
Those are Charlie's Angels.
Oh my God. Well, so since good to see
I know
you.
It has been good to see you. Folks, the funny thing is that Marie and I have been friends for so long and working together and hanging out and doing all sorts of things. But now that we've started this crazy podcast, we kind of don't talk to each other because we have to save it for the podcast.
I love 3 days ago, you're like, oh my God, something happened. I can't tell you. I have to wait till the pod. I'm like, no, Munoz, you got to tell me now. What happened?
Oh my God. How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh my God.
Or actually, before we even get to like a V-Day, V-D-E-D recap, great things you put in your mouth this week.
Oh, baby. So many good things went in my mouth this week. Well, yesterday I went to Chinatown and had soup dumplings at my favorite spot, Shanghai Cafe.
Really? I love Joe's Shanghai. Have you been down there?
Oh, yes. You know, one time, I just have like an inner super big girl in me.
Uh-huh.
I have the potential to be a very...
My inner big girl's named Cindy.
Mine's Tanya.
Oh my God, Cindy
but
and Tanya.
One time I went to Shanghai Cafe, had soup dumplings with some friends. Then we were like, we started discussing that maybe Joe's Shanghai, they might be better. So we then just walked over to Joe's and had them there too.
Oh wow.
And just... Is that my inner Tanya coming out?
Tanya was like... And then Cindy joins her, and she's like... and then Cindy gets on her typewriter to blog about it, you know?
Yeah, no, but we did a comparison of Shanghai Cafe versus Joe's. And I have to say, Joe's Shanghai, their dumps droop a little too much. Like, they're thinner dough.
Their dumps... It's like can we go back? Their dumps droop a little too much.
Like,
my dumps this morning drooped.
No, stop it. They're a little more testicle-y Joe's.
Well, I love a testicle.
I know. So you might like the thin dough at Joe's.
Yeah.
I like a thick crust.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. There's like a dumpling shop right near here, near our Times Square studio.
Oh.
I think it's called Hong Kong or something. I don't know. They're fat. Fat soup dumplings, and when you order takeout from them, what is their name? Now I want to know.
Now I want to go get dumplings.
Yes, but...
Again.
Dumplings, Times Square. No, they're like, when you order them takeout, they come into each individual pods, kind of like, you know how Baked by Melissa has those little cupcake things? Yeah.
You can just have one?
Yeah, you can just like pull one out and like, you know?
Oh, for that quick little bite. Quick little dump on the go.
They're huge.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's called Real Kung Fu Little Steamed Buns.
Ooh. How close is that to us right now?
It's right. It's like down the block.
Oh, well, we got to go there after this.
Yes. You know, because we just didn't finish eating salad.
Wait, what did you put in your mouth this week?
I revisited one of my favorite restaurants
really?
Twice this weekend.
No.
Twice.
You I went fat with. Girl. Sorry, Cindy. I'm supposed to say that.
Why am
with
I
a pH?
Why am I being fat shamed?
Time to go to the slaughter.
I know.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wait, where did you go eat?
Twice. I went twice. There's this French restaurant that's in Midtown on 55th and 6th called La Bonne Soupe. It's been there a million years. They have the best French onion soup you have ever tasted. Mm-hmm. And they make this salad dressing. It's this like Dijon vinaigrette, semen infused something or other.
Paul's cooking over there.
Paul is in the kitchen. Paul Foti, we're still waiting for you. But we're like, it's the salad dressing. You want to dip everything in it. Like,
oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, so you had a salad and a cheese soup.
Yes, and a cheese
That's
soup
good.
And some
That's
quiche.
Oh.
And chocolate mousse.
Oh my Lord.
You know, so listen.
Wait, so how much is it? How much cheese versus bread?
Oh,
did they put in
it? It's perfection. It's literally perfection.
Oh, really?
Go to La Bonne Soupe. It's on 55th between 5th and 6th if you're ever in Manhattan. I went twice this weekend. The second time I had Croque Madame's and escargot.
Oh,
talk
my
about,
God.
Talk about being a fat ass,
wow.
You know?
Wow. That sounds incredible.
Yeah. But let's do, besides other things we put in our mouth, let's do like V-Day.
Well, I went to a Galentine's Day party.
Oh, so you actually did end up going.
Yeah, I did. Well, we had a show.
The ladies got together. They're all
the
here.
Ladies.
Whoa, girl. Whoa. Oh, my God. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail.
You are. You're our fan. Oh, my God. Yep, that was us. Kneeing and gnawing each other.
I mean,
in the stables.
Gnawing each other.
Gnawing on each wow. other. There was a cute girl there. I was like, hey, girl, hey.
Ooh, come and knock on my door.
Wow. Our producer, Alexa, is really going crazy with the sound effects
I know.
Today. Can I talk about my Galentine's?
Go ahead.
Well, I got there and there was somebody had brought Oreos. This one woman, she works at Sullivan Street Bakery, and she had brought donuts that she had made herself that day. Cream-filled vanilla custard.
How I long to
donuts.
Be cream-filled. I mean, eat cream-filled donuts.
You like cream?
Oh, my eyes? God. Everything creamy, you know? Just, like, put it in me.
Yeah, but she had brought fresh donuts. I was like, where's the pizza? Girls, if we're going to love each other properly, we got to get some pizza. So I ordered us two big pies.
From,
and
like,
Caesar
Papa
salad.
John's or, like?
Suzanne knows.
Not Suzanne's, but Suzanne O's. Somebody fucked up.
Queens.
Somebody fucked up.
That classic pizza you know, establishment.
It's supposed to be like, oh, Susanna. No, it
no,
was like,
no, let's
Suzanne O's.
Yeah.
Oh, eat some pizza for me, because I come from Ridgewood, Queens, and I really gotta pee.
That's their slogan.
I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. Enough with the sound effects, Alexa. Jesus.
We're a little sound effect happy this morning. Oh, my God, guys.
Wait, so that's what I did. We just, like, sat around. Oh, and we watched 10 things. No, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Okay.
And I think Sleep is in Seattle.
All right.
It was nice. It was a good time. I had a couple of nice boys text me Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, get dick
during
pics
during the day.
They send you dick pics along with the thing.
No dick pics.
So you?
I only ask. No, I only the only dick pics I've actually ever gotten have been because I've requested them.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That's lovely.
Yeah,
that's lovely. Do you know how many dick pics I get unrequested?
I have accidentally opened your phone. Did I know?
Oh,
thank you.
That's
have a lot.
You learned the lesson the hard way. You don't open a gay man's phone.
No, you do not.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Please do not.
It's a waterfall of like assholes and dicks.
The things you have shown me on your phone, Munoz.
Sorry, Mom.
My gosh. So did you get any dick pics on V-Day?
No.
Did you send any?
No, nope, nope.
Nothing.
I had a very tasty dinner for one.
Oh.
Provided by Eat Clean, Bro. Eat Clean, Bro.
What's that?
I don't know. Someone gave me this prepackaged meal. It's like, it's a company named Eat Clean, Bro. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Oh.
Right, to tell us more. It was delicious. It was like some brown rice, four stalks of asparagus, and like some chicken. And it was delicious.
Very healthy.
Dinner for one. Yeah.
Dinner for one. Eat Clean, Bro.
But I do need to tell you very quickly. I think I met the love of my life.
No, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day, you met this person?
No, like just before Valentine's Day, because I was in Miami.
Oh.
I took a small trip to Miami to visit some friends. And
wait, did you put anything in your mouth down there that was worth talking about? Ceviche or?
No, lots of Cuban food. We ate all the Cuban food, but mainly we wouldn't eat one meal a day and then drink.
Just drink. Yeah.
Drink everything.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
It was a proper vacation.
Yeah, gaycation.
Gaycation. Yep. Proper gaycation.
So, you know.
So wait, okay. So you went to Miami.
I went to Miami. I'm lying on the beach, right? And my phone rings.
Oh.
It's like, boop, boop, boop. Or however it rings. But it's not one of the, it wasn't one of the apps. It was via Instagram.
Oh.
Right, so I got a little boop, boop, boop.
Got a little notification.
On Instagram. Antonio, that's T-H- Antonio with a T-H, Marine, is his Instagram handle. I don't know if I should be giving out his Instagram handle.
Yeah, we'll bleep that out.
No,
I'll bleep
whatever.
That out.
It's fine. It's fine. Wait. So he was like, hey, what's up? And I look at his photos and it's this hot ass man.
Mm.
And the, whatchamacallit? So we get to talking, right? And he was like, how are you? And I was like, I'm great. How are you? And he's in the military. And he's like, from Phoenix, but stationed in Virginia, but like in Africa right now on a peace mission.
Oh.
I want to look him up to show you. And the, type this in.
Okay.
Antonio Marine.
Anthony.
Yeah, but one A. So anyways, he, we're talking, right? And then like, you know, half an hour later, he was like, hey, babe, what's up? So, like, the relationship is moving very quickly because he starts calling me babe. Isn't he gorgeous?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So babe and I now, half an hour later.
Look at him in that tank top.
I know. All America.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, half an hour into it, he's calling me babe, right? This and that. Mm-hmm. So good. I'm calling him babe. He's sending me like shirtless photos. It's great. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 hours later, he's told me he loved me already.
Oh! Mayday.
Yep. And he's told me he loved me. It's great. I think we're actually going to get married. But I first have to send him a $100 iTunes gift card.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I am not kidding. A day later, he was like, babe, I just really need, you know, I love you. I just really need this gift card so we can keep talking because that's how we get my cell service. Cell service doesn't come through iTunes.
Wow.
But we got into a fight, though, our first fight.
This is just all on Instagram.
Yep.
Messenger.
Yep, we got into our first fight because I just decided to see if he really loved me. And all right, I'm like crazy ex-girlfriend. I told him I lost my job to see what he would say, and he.
And then he continued.
He was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. So when are you sending me that iTunes gift card?"
Aww.
And I was like, "You don't love me. You just want me for my money." And he was like, "Nah, babe, I do love you. I miss you, man." And like, he really misses me. I think he really cares, Marie.
Oh, he definitely.
He does.
He loves you so much.
So much. But we got over it, and he wished me luck, you know? He wished me luck in finding a new job.
Wait, was he in Miami at that same time? He just found you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because he's in Africa right now.
Yeah, he's in Africa. And it's a real person because he keeps posting new photos of himself. So I feel like this person has been successful
at getting
like gay men to send him iTunes gift cards because they think they're doing like a service for our country. But I ain't no goddamn fool, motherfucker.
What the fuck do you think you're doing with?
And these are the types of people I meet. All right.
Wow.
So although Antonio, I would love to put you in my mouth, but you ain't getting my $100 iTunes gift card.
I mean, what is wrong with people these days? If I did that as a woman, started sending messages to a man, a heterosexual man, mm-hmm. and then was like, said I love you in the first 30 minutes, and then asked for a $100 gift card. How do you think that would be different?
I mean, as long as you showed him your vagina, I'm like, I bet you he'd send it. I bet you you'd get a $200 iTunes gift card.
Yeah, send him a clit pic?
Yes.
I have never sent a clit pic.
I've gotten some nasty dick pics too. There's some ugly dicks out there.
Yeah. I feel like for a while I thought all dicks were just like gross looking, and then I saw one recently, and it was the most beautiful.
You know,
I actually told him I was going to take it with me. I asked him if he had a butter knife.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow, guys.
What is with these sound effects? I'm going to take this away from you, Alexa.
Alexa. Oh, my God. Anywho, but considering Antonio, my dear boyfriend, love of my life, mm-hmm. Antonio, it's a good time to tell you all that today is President's Day!
Oh my God, guys. I mean, today I'm going to observe the 44 presidents.
We've only had 44.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Can we cut the band, please?
Yes, Alexa, cut that out. Thank you.
So.
Yeah. Happy President's Day.
Not my President's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him. And fuck you, Antonio Marine. For preying on people to send you shit. Yeah. You know what? I would love to serve my country.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But not like that.
I've always wanted to do one of those USO shows.
Oh, that would be great.
I want to go and entertain the troops.
Oh, my God. We need to do that.
We need to do that.
God, and we'd be like, you know.
What you putting in your mouth,
hello.
Boys.
You'd be like one boob out. I'd be like one ball out. You know?
We come to you from America.
We come to you, right? We're like in Afghanistan. Like they set up, like Bing Crosby. Remember way back when?
Oh yeah,
they used to go entertain the troops. Yeah. Does that still happen?
They do. Yeah, they still do that. I have stand up. I have friends that are stand ups that are doing that still.
Yeah.
Yeah, they send them right in, drop them off, parachute down,
like some food supplies, and then
tell some jokes, and then pop back to the U.S. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
You'd get so much D.
Oh, my God. On the DL, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I'd have to come, like, anus prolapsed already or something. Welcome to In Your Mouth, where we talk food and prolapsed anuses.
I don't like talking about prolapsed anuses.
You know, batter them and fry them.
Okay. You got ketchup?
You got ketchup? No. Ranch dressing.
Okay. All right. Well, because it's President's Day, we thought it would be really fun to educate our listeners on what some of the past presidents like to put in their mouths.
I mean, it's really interesting. If you haven't looked up what famous foods American presidents like have eaten, it's actually really, really interesting.
It's fascinating.
It's really, really fascinating. For example, George Washington, much like myself,
mm-hmm.
and you,
yep.
like nuts.
Yeah, he likes to put nuts in his mouth. That is actually, we found on several different articles about George Washington's favorite food. Was nuts.
It was nuts.
And
I wonder if he liked them big or small.
Well, like he liked walnuts.
Oh, yeah. I like a good walnut.
But the thing about George Washington is that he would crack the nuts with his own teeth. So by the time he was 30, he had one real tooth
left. That's why there's it was rumored that he had a set of wooden teeth, but that was never true.
It wasn't true. It was like animals,
ivory, and like other human teeth.
Yeah, he had like dentures, basically.
Yeah, that someone like strung together, you know, with like a little bit of lube and some wire.
That's disgusting.
Elmer's glue or something.
He had just one real tooth, so he had cow's teeth in there and some elephant tusk.
Elephant tusk, isn't that weird? What do you call nuts on a wall?
What?
Walnuts. What do you call nuts on a chest?
What?
Chestnuts.
So. Oh.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
What?
These nuts.
No, oh, my stupid. You deserve Antithonio.
Wow. Wow. I deserve.
Yeah. Boo.
These nuts.
Terrible. When I was in college, everybody was in like sororities and fraternities, and I had a D's nuts sign.
Did he say paternities?
Paternities.
They're in fraternities. You just said fraternities.
I've been so focused on having a
child. I've never. Where's that? Cue the sirens. No sirens. Oh my God. George Washington loved nuts. Lincoln, you know, the great statesman Lincoln.
Oh, yes. Honest Abe.
Honest Abe.
What do you like to put in his mouth?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Oh my God. I want a miniature pig. And I want to name him.
Speaking of bacon and I like frying up bacon, yes, I want a pet pig.
I know. I want a miniature pig to name it Bacon.
Oh, I want to get a miniature pig Kevin and name bacon. It Delta Burke.
Delta Burke. Wow. Wow, no, guys.
Remember that show, Designing Women?
Yes.
She had a little pig. I know. And I always wanted the little pig and then name it Delta Burke.
Oh, my God. Right, and then one day you're going to be like, where's little Kevin Bacon, Michael? And I was like, he was delicious.
Oh, my God. Would you eat your own?
Porchetta.
Would you eat your little
pig? No. No.
Your precious little pig. Oh, God.
No.
I want a little
teacup
pig.
I follow all, like, the little pig Instagrams. No, but Lincoln loved bacon and corn cakes and oysters.
Oh, and
and gingerbread men.
Gingerbread men. Yeah.
I love a ginger man, too.
I love that that's what it said. It was like... Thank five you. Of Abraham Lincoln's favorite
And there's
foods.
This photo of that someone photoshopped of Abe Lincoln eating a gingerbread man. How
oh
funny.
My God.
Oysters. Oh, so he was like a horny man all the time, huh? Right?
Yep. He liked them oysters and eating the heads off a gingerbread man.
Abe, his youngest associate, said, "Give me a man." He did so. But before Lincoln could even finish his first, the boy blurted, "Abe, give me that other one." Reluctantly, he handed it over, quipping, "You seem to like gingerbread man." "Abe," his pal sighed, "I don't suppose anybody on earth likes gingerbread better'n I do, and gets less'n I do."
That's a direct quote from Abraham Lincoln.
From mentalfloss.com, but I don't know where they pull that from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyhow, either, actually.
But that's interesting, gingerbread men, right? If this was Christmas, we'd probably have more to say about it. But my favorite, speaking of pork and bacon, is Bush, right?
Senior.
Yep. Bush Senior, right? Who, like, we all love now, right? And Junior. And we love the, like,
I know, compared
can do
to
no
now.
Wrong, right? He is living his best life these days.
Yeah, he's grabbing women's butts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, is he?
Yeah, Bush Senior, he's been getting in trouble. Wait, what's the joke? He had some great joke about... touching girls' butts because he's down in a wheelchair and he's sexually harassing women.
Oh,
but
that's
he's so
funny.
Old. It's I don't know. Give him his dying wish.
Yeah, I'd let him grab my ass.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not know. Probably.
No.
Probably should be like no,
down no, with no, down, that. Down with Bush.
Yeah, but if I had to choose any man to touch my butt,
can you buy me a Down with Bush T-shirt? Because you know how I don't like Bush.
Yeah, Munoz doesn't like the Bush.
I not down on Bush, down with Bush.
Down with Bush.
But, like, I totally would, like, not wear that to the Women's March, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'd be
probably.
Like...
Ooh. But you would to the Three-Legged Cowboy.
Yes.
Is that a bar?
No.
It should be.
And that's one of our sponsors, the Three-Legged Cowboy.
That's right. We'll hear more from our sponsors in a little bit.
But George Bush loved some pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
Pork rinds. Who doesn't love some motherfucking pork rinds?
Time out real quick. I just have to say, I was in Atlanta a couple months ago. I had hot pork rinds, and they served it with a dipping, like a Chipotle
So it was
ranch.
Hot, spicy on spicy?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But hot, super I'm like touching hot. I know. You're like, please put your dick away. Yes.
Hello, this but is yeah. the naked studio.
But yeah, it was a hot pork rind dipped in a spicy ranch mm-hmm. with a cold beer with a nice IPA.
Oh my God. You know what would be good?
So good.
If you get sliders and you put them instead of a bun in between two pork rinds.
Oh.
Can we do that? Maybe we need to do that for like a recipe roundup.
Or pimento cheese on pork rinds. That could be kind of good, maybe.
With like a burger.
Ooh, with the burger.
And the pimento cheese and the pork rind.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think that's what the bar serves.
My mouth is watering.
The three-legged horse is...
Cowboy.
A cowboy, yes, is... Same difference.
I know. Give me that third horse.
Ooh, gorgeous.
But go back to George Bush Senior.
I know. Hysterical.
But he liked fried pork rinds and Tabasco. And in Time Magazine in March 1988, the pork rinds, they reported, I guess, that the pork rind sales, once they came out, once he said, I like pork rinds, the sales in pork rinds jumped 11%. And he was crowned Skin Man of the Year.
Oh my God,
by pork rind manufacturers.
I've been crowned Skin Man of the Year. Is that too much information about myself? Listen, I am a Latino. I'm a Latino male living in America.
Mm.
Yes, you know?
Yeah.
I got all my parts.
You got all of it. Nothing's cut off.
I got all my. How would you like? Let me cut something off of you.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah,
I need
thank
it
you.
All.
Hello?
Yeah.
No. I never
remember seeing my first uncircumcised penis.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Well, because I grew up in Nashville.
Lots of girls are afraid of them.
I was afraid, yeah.
Yeah.
I was definitely like, it looked like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, we won't go into
but
it,
let me
but
tell
there's different
you.
Kinds. Mm. Was it tasty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm.
I think it's more sensitive.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't
it is
have
more
a penis.
Sensitive. I think it's tastier. I am not even joking. I think it's like, there's just something about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It has its own flavor.
Yeah. Like, you know, like Chipotle Ranch.
You heard it here, folks. Uncircumcised penises taste like
Chipotle Ranch.
Wow. My friend recently was like, yeah, I tried listening to your podcast. It's really gross. And I was like, okay, great. So to add to it, Chipotle Ranch.
Foreskin. Speaking of schmegma.
Nice segue.
Douchebag Reagan loved jelly beans.
Mm, yep.
Right?
And, Lyndon B. Johnson liked Fresca.
When's the last time you had a Fresca? Yes. The short of it is LBJ loved Fresca and he had a button to like bring him Fresca all the time, which is a fucking amazing. I want a button for dick. Like,
I
to
know.
Like oh, just bring
yeah.
me dick.
Bring me dick.
Dick on
bing,
tap.
Bing. Bring me dick.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
And a Fresca.
And
I
a Fresca.
I would love a dick and a Fresca.
Well, yeah, but not at the same time, you know?
No.
I think that would burn.
Too many bubbles. Oh,
yeah.
That would be the song playing while we
waited for
dick
our
and Fresca.
Dick and Fresca.
Mm-hmm. You know. Well, George Bush Jr., is he a junior? He liked cheeseburger pizzas.
Cheeseburger pizza.
I ain't mad about that.
No, I can't tell you when the last time I had a cheeseburger pizza. Who makes a really good?
I've ever
somebody
had
made
it.
A really good cheeseburger pizza. I think it was like Papa John's, and that's like blasphemy to say because I'm from the land of pizza, Brooklyn.
Uh huh.
And it's blasphemy, but I think Papa John's made a really freaking good cheeseburger pizza, or maybe it's just because I used to drink that garlic butter.
I ain't mad. I love me some Papa John's.
I mean,
I like to get it and then I go, Papa's in the house. And then I just pour that whole butter sauce. I dated
over.
A guy where like he would literally come over almost every night at like midnight. It was a little bit of
and
a booty call.
Garlic butter.
No, but he would then like call Papa here. John's and like every single night would just sit, make love, eat Papa.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was a perfect relationship.
Yeah, call me.
Just kidding. I think he was an alcoholic.
Wow. Yeah, that's no laughing
drunk
matter.
Drunk on the butter sauce.
I wonder why that didn't take on. Like, why the kids aren't doing, like, the garlic butter challenge. Like, you have to, like, how many garlic butters can you ingest? Or maybe,
God.
Like, you put, like, vodka in garlic butter shooters and you shoot it.
You should try that. You should start
we
that
should
trend.
We should try it. We should try it.
I'm on Weight Watchers. Yeah. I wonder how many.
As we sit here eating some Sugarfina chocolate bar.
I know.
With gummy bears in it. That's I don't know. True. Dear Sugarfina, I love your candies, here, but I don't know how I feel about.
We're testing.
This. You're We're really?
I'm sorry. I got chocolate on the studio bed.
I know.
I'm sorry. No, I got it off.
Oh, my God. With, no.
These are
it's
so going to
look like poop stains.
Mm, well, they're wrong. To match. Yeah, what is this chocolate from?
Sugarfina.
What was your beef with them?
The gummy bears. Look, I'm eating here. Oh, the gummy bears are too, like, gummy to, like, in the chocolate. It's, like, weird for me.
Oh, I like it. But they do have gummies.
They do have these sour lips. Oh. Made after you.
Named after me.
That are delicious.
Mm. Chocolate bar with gummies in it.
Yeah, more foods that whatchamacallit, people loved, presidents loved. Obama had it hard because Michelle was like, you ain't eating no bullshit.
No. I love that.
No.
I'm looking up to She's see not eating. What Obama.
Right? He was just healthy. She's and like, he loved chili.
Whatever Michelle. Yeah. Michelle.
Yep, whatever
makes Michelle. Me eat from the garden.
That's right.
But he does have a very famous family chili recipe. I actually tried to find the real recipe.
Yeah. And can't I find it?
Yeah. If you can find it, fans,
I know.
Email it to us.
Would LL Cool J make you chili? We're going to keep coming back to this. So somebody writes us about what you think LL would make you the morning after. Mm. Would he make the Obama's chili?
Oh, yeah. For breakfast?
For
no.
breakfast? Mm. Put a poached egg on it.
Ooh. Ooh. If a man served me Obama chili with a poached egg and some avocado on it morning.
Mm, forget it.
I'd be like, Can I have your $100 gift card?
Can I have $100 iTunes gift card?
I'd be in love.
Antonio.
God, get out of here with that dumb name.
Get the fuck out of here. You know who else can get the fuck out of here?
Who?
The Cheeto
himself.
Fuck
Agent
him.
Agent Cheeto,
number 45.
Cheeto in chief.
Lord Voldemort. He who shall not be named.
We try not to say
who lives on Diet Coke, McDonald's, and Wendy's.
I read that. Yes. Why?
Oh, I don't know what you read.
You're
going
to say the same thing.
Like, he's paranoid.
People are going to poison him.
And it comes prepackaged.
Couldn't you just poison all of the McDonald's in the D.C. area?
Yeah, probably. But no, you'd have to work in the McDonald's factories, you know, to do that. But I think McDonald's is such big business that, they're in cahoots, you know?
Yeah.
They're, in bed.
They probably have to do screenings and tests, and it goes through an x-ray, and then they're here you go, sir. Here's your Big Mac. Then he just eats, two of them.
Oh, yeah, two quarter-pounder things with a soda on the side. What was the Big Mac song?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Whenever I do pass McDonald's, I crave a Big Mac.
Oh, my God. When's the last time you had McDonald's?
Ooh, good question. Probably on tour 2 years ago. I don't eat it often. Oh, Jesus.
Over Christmas, my best friend, he who shall not be named, but you know who you are.
And he's listening. Hi, boo.
Hi. We got a little tipsy. I left something at a bar, so I went back to get it, and he was going to the place he was staying. And then I called him because I found it really quick. And I was like, just come to my apartment. He goes, I'm not going back to your apartment unless we get McDonald's.
Oh.
I was like, fine. And I was like, he goes, chicken nuggets. And I was like, all right, fine. He goes, 60 of them. I go,
what?
60? So I roll up to the counter and I go, can I have 3 20-piece McNuggets? And she looks at me and she goes, 60? And I go, and 2 supersized fries.
Oh, 60?
60. And we came up to this apartment, and we were a little loopy-doopy.
Uh-huh. I know what that means.
And on the booze and things. And we mixed the ranch with the buffalo. And when I'm having a good time and at a certain point of the night and have ingested things like booze, pepper, like fresh ground black pepper.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. My taste buds go nuts for it. Oh. Like, I just can't get enough. So, like, I mix the sauce, right? And I put a little liquid smoke, the ranch buffalo, right? With a little hickory liquid smoke. So good. And then I crack some fresh pepper in it, right? And we're dipping our nuggets and our fries. And I'm like, this is so good. Oh. And I was like, excuse me, I just can't get enough of this black pepper. So I keep, like, just, because I'm wasted, right? I keep just grinding fresh black pepper in it. And we're like, this is so good. This is so good. We pass out. We don't eat the 16th, right? We wake up in the morning and he goes, look at what you did. The sauce is black.
Oh,
it was black because of all the pepper. And then he takes a nugget and he dips it in and he goes, but it's a good job.
Oh, God. You ate them in the morning. Well, then they stay well because of all the preservatives.
I know.
Wow. 60.
60.
Huh. Yeah, that's disgusting.
60.
I went to Hooters once and got the 50-piece wing.
By yourself?
No, I was with some people, but I had ordered it for like...
Boneless?
I was like, no, on the bone, please. Who do you think I am?
Titties and Wings.
Titties and Wings. That's Titties my other middle name besides All the Way.
When I was in New Orleans, that's the guys on the street who try to get you to come into the strip clubs. Oh. There's I forget what it's called, Al's or Frank's or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Ponchos. It was like, titties and wings, titties and wings. And we went for titties and wings.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
titties don't make you puke?
Well, they were like, you know, like 40 feet away from me.
Oh, okay. Like, you just don't want titties up in your mouth.
No, I don't need titties in my mouth.
Have you ever had a titty in your mouth?
No, I didn't even breastfeed.
Really?
No, my mother tells me I didn't breastfeed.
Wow.
And then I tell her, well, you should have known then. And then she gets really mad at me. Sorry, Mom, I love you.
So funny.
And on that note, I think now is a great time.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
We have a lot in store for you, but now is a great time for a word from our sponsors.
Munoz, do you want to have kids?
Absolutely not. But only because I have a niece and nephew, and that's enough.
That's enough for you?
Yeah, that's enough for me. Well, why do you ask?
Well, I've been thinking a little bit about having children of my own.
Well, you know, that's that maternal instinct. And I recently, see, the ambulance is coming to get you. Oh, did your water break?
Yeah. They're like, no, she should not procreate. Should not have children, this one.
No, well, I actually just discovered a brand new kids' clothesline, Shits and Giggles.
Shits and Giggles?
Shits and Giggles kids' clothes. Yes, they're kids' clothes that they can poop in. They have, like, a built-in diaper.
Oh, so the kids can just be playing on the playground and just shitting themselves all day long?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about it. They have paired with some of the leading sanitary napkin companies to create a insulated mechanical insert for the clothes. So there's this gel strip that just turns everything into pure, unadulterated, flower-smelling...
Oh, wow.
...delightfulness.
You know, it's funny you say that, because the other day when I was walking by a playground, I just got a whiff of just, like, potpourri. And
yeah.
I was like, what is that? Yeah, that child over there smells like a delight.
Yeah.
So he just had crapped himself.
He just crapped himself,
and
yes.
Uh-huh.
And the clothes are cute, too. There's, like, little bow tie onesies and, you know, little ballerina dresses.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
I can't wait to have a child now.
Yeah.
I'm immediately going to have a kid in 9 months and then put him in Shits and Giggles.
Right. So all you have to do, folks, is go to shitsandgiggles.com. I think they have a discount code for us somewhere.
They do?
Yeah.
What's the code?
In your mouth.
Boy, say it again.
In your mouth.
Oh, you get a little bit of a discount for them Shits and Giggles.
For them Shits and Giggles. Now, only if they made adult clothes.
I'd be shitting right now.
Yeah, I'd shit my pants. Anyway, shitsandgiggles.com. Go, tell them we sent you. They'll love you. We love them. In your mouth is the code. Once again, shitsandgiggles.com. The kids' clothes they can poop in. Welcome back to In Your Mouth, and now it's time for Food News Update!
Flippy, the burger flipping robot, just secured $10 million in funding.
The what?
Flippy.
Who the fuck is Flippy?
Flippy, the burger flipping robot.
It's this fucking arm that flips your burgers. It's a robot.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Robots are taking over the world.
Wait till Flippy trades that spatula out for the butcher's knife.
Yeah, and then stabs you in the back while you're eating your Whopper.
While you're trying to, like, do your job.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's all avocado restaurant plots new location in Chelsea.
What?
I guess like they just hand you an avocado. Here you go. That'll be $15.
Bless you. Here's an avocado.
Here's an avocado. That'll be $15, please.
That seems insane. They really are. There's a place. What's it called?
It's called Avocado Ria. And allegedly, they ran out of ripe avocados in the first 3 hours that they opened.
Oh, my God.
Do they not know that it takes at least 2 days for a fucking avocado to ripen?
Oh, get it together, Avocado Ria. But they're going to be opening 20 different locations all over New York City and the rest of the country as well.
Next.
Boot cart vendor found not guilty of assaulting rival.
It's a rough life out in the food cart vendor world.
It's intense. I have seen some screaming matches between people with the carts out there. And this guy,
allegedly, in self-defense, punched
somebody. He hit his head.
His rival, because he was like, no, you in my spot. And he goes, no, motherfucker, this is my spot. And they were like, no, motherfucker, this is my spot. And then he hit him with the cart. And then the man was like, fuck you. Ow. And then he hit his head. Thank God. I hope the man's okay. He hit his head on the sidewalk. And then, but he was found not guilty.
Yeah, but then the guy's not guilty.
So hopefully he gets his quarterback.
Yeah, he gets his cart back. And he's McDonald's will remove cheeseburgers from its Happy Meal.
Wait,
no. That makes me a sad meal.
It makes you a sad meal?
That would make a sad meal.
Is that what your ex called you, a sad meal? But it would be a very sad meal.
What are they going to put in it? Apples? Grilled wrap.
Tofu.
The day that McDonald's starts serving tofu.
Tofu. It'll really all be styrofoam. I mean, McDonald's is all plastic anyway, isn't it?
Not real food, people.
Big Gay Ice Cream's new Cheetos soft serve is here for President's Day! And we're going on a field trip!
Okay, here we are. We're on the side of the street in the West Village in New York City.
Oh, my God. And we have our Cheetos ice cream in honor of the Big Cheeto.
The Big Cheeto who's ruining our country. Okay, so let's...
Let's do the smell test first.
Okay.
What's it smell like?
It smells like Cheetos.
Oh my God.
No matter where we are, an ambulance will find us.
I was just going to say, the Popo are forever after us. But we're going to take our first taste here of the Cheetos ice cream.
Okay.
Putting this in your
mouth.
I'm putting it in your mouth.
I'm putting it in your mouth.
Yeah, put it in my boop. I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's delicious.
It works. I have to say that, like, so they use soft Cheetos, not the puff kind, not the crunchy kind.
Ugh.
And at first glance, it's like, ooh.
Wait, so yeah, they roll it in the Cheeto puff crumble?
I don't know, but it's good. Listen, we're going to come back to you with more about this Cheetos ice cream, but we need to eat.
Yeah, we're going to finish this up on the side of the street. Y'all, unfortunately, this flavor is going away by the end of the day, but...
But if y'all can make it down to Big Gay Ice Cream, support them. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for the journey, Big Gay Ice Cream. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was a really fun outing.
Oh, my God. We should do more field trips.
I know. It'd be like, field trip!
Field trip!
Yes!
I love a good field trip. Thanks for meeting me down at the Big Gay Ice Cream.
And thank you to Big Gay Ice Cream for showing us a good time.
Oh my God,
I love it
so
in
fun.
There. A friendly staff.
Mm, I'm just sad that flavor's not going to be there no more.
I know.
I love to put that in my mouth.
I know. I shoved that in your mouth.
It was so good.
It was really good. Good job.
Yeah.
folks over check at Big Gay Ice Cream. Go check them out, biggayicecream.com, at Big Gay Ice Cream on all, you know.
And check out our Instagram, too, because we Instagram storied it.
Oh, yeah.
In Your Mouth Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, at In Your Mouth Pod and at In Your Mouth Pod on Twitter.
Yeah, just check it out and check see our out. Story that of us going and eating our ice cream.
On ice cream, our Cheeto ice cream. Well, we have a special surprise for you all out there. In honor of our Cheeto in chief,
the Agent Orange,
the head Cheeto himself, number 45, we are doing a Cheeto tasting, a Cheeto taste test, because there's a lot of Cheetos out there.
There's so many Cheetos, and I just don't know which ones are the best.
And then there's things that look like Cheetos that aren't Cheetos.
And I just don't know which one to put in my mouth.
I don't know, but you know what? We're going to do some, this is what we call investigative reporting. That's what we're doing.
So what's the first one?
So we're doing this for you, and we're breaking our do-its.
Yes, do-it diets.
Our do-it diets, right? Man, we're doing it. We're just doing it. We're having some Cheetos. So the first one is Simply Pure Deliciousness Cheetos Puffs White Cheddar.
Oh,
that's okay. They're white. They look like
they look like Play-Doh. That like when you put it through
the Play-Doh spaghetti thing. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what they look like.
It's thick.
I saw a penis this shape.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
I bet
that's
you.
Very weird.
Number 45's penis is about this big.
I don't want to. Now I don't want to put it in my mouth.
Sorry.
Things
that okay.
You know. Put that
LL
in your
cool
mouth.
Cool J, think about his penis.
Oh, but his penis mouth. Wouldn't be white.
Oh my God, guys. God, why are cheese poofs so good?
No, Cheetos, because we're eating Cheetos brand.
Puffs. Yeah, they are an official Cheetos brand. They got that logo on there. Man, Cheetos Puffs. White cheddar, y'all.
I bet you that Cheeto, what is it, a tiger? Oh, no, he's a cheetah, asshole.
Oh, what's on the Cheeto bag? Is it a goose?
A peacock?
All right.
These are good. Guys, Cheetos Simply Pure Deliciousness is Simply Pure Deliciousness. They got the name right. That was good.
Oh my God, right. I'm going to have one more. All right. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
So next one is just original. We got the original now. All right? Do you know they make Cheetos popcorn out of this?
What?
Yeah. This is like good old standby.
Oh, man. Do you know what I love to eat just regular Cheetos with? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You put them on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No. Just on the side.
I think it's a good like a little sweet and savory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cheese board for the poor.
Yep. That's what my mama served us.
Yeah, you got like nuts and you got like jelly and then you got like cheese.
Oh, it's the poor think man's cheese board.
The poor man's cheese board.
Classic Cheetos. You really can't go wrong.
No. But they made a popcorn at the movie theater.
Was she at a Regal?
And there's bits of, it's down, it's like the Chelsea Bowtie, the Bowtie Cinemas or whatnot, on 23rd. There's like bits of Cheetos, and then the popcorn is dusted in Cheetos.
What?
Yeah. And it's official. It's like official Cheetos.
Wow. All right.
These are good.
So good.
These are good. Now we're getting to the 50% less fat
Cheetos. Are baked.
The baked Cheetos.
Baked Cheetos,
y'all. Wait, I want some water to rinse.
Cleanse your palate.
Yes, you know. You know, this is very highbrow.
Highbrow.
A very official tasting. You know? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, all right. They're buttery.
Ooh.
They are buttery.
Ooh, oaky.
And with notes of of grass and semen.
Oh.
No.
They're not as forward with the cheese flavor.
No, but there's like a butter back.
Yeah. No cheese in the front, just a little
butter in the back. speaking of foreskin, you know,
no cheese in the front, butter
in the back. Honey.
All right, okay. These are good, but like if I'm gonna go full hog, might as well get the original.
They taste like butter. They're good.
They're good.
I like them. This was 100%. Good. Those are 50% less fat. Hey,
baked Cheetos, y'all. I'm not mad.
still official Cheetos brand.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Guys, we spent like $50 on Cheetos.
Yeah.
Too.
We've been eating Cheeto ice cream and just Cheetos all day. Why? Because we love you.
Yeah. You know, we are doing the hard work.
Mm-hmm. We're out here in the field.
In the field.
Doing investigative reporting.
Dodging bullets and putting ourselves in harm's way.
Yeah. This is dangerous work,
I know,
folks.
Dangerous
I'm
work.
Going off my Weight Watchers.
I know.
For you.
Weight Watchers is going to be mad at us. These are like 40 points apiece.
Oh, God.
I can't. So the next one is Dynamitos.
I have never had this.
It's a Doritos brand. They're Dynamitos. They're like spicy. It's supposed to be like a spicy Cheeto.
Oh. But they are in the shape of kind of.
They're like a Cheeto.
They
look like little taquitos, if you know what those are. They're
I
like
love
little.
Taquitos.
Yeah. Well, here
All
we
right.
come.
But these are spicy?
Yeah, they're supposed to be spicy.
Ow! Hurt my mouth.
Oh, they are spicy. They're like lime. No.
They're stale.
No. They taste like, I hate to say it, they taste like some old man B.O. Ooh. Oh, no.
No, these taste stale.
Do they?
We just opened the bag. I think this bodega had them sitting there for a while.
It literally tastes like B.O. Oh, no, I can't eat that.
Yeah, I don't think I like that. Wait, what is this one again? What's it
Dynamitos.
Called?
Dynamitos. Sorry, Doritos. Ugh, they're spicy, though. That's for sure. We couldn't find the spicy Cheetos, though. They didn't have
There's
them
too
in the store.
It's fake lime. It's like a fake lime.
But it tastes like B.O. Tastes like I'm like licking somebody's underarm that I don't want to lick.
Do you lick underarm? I've heard people get off on that.
I have. I mean, but like if I'm into you, I'll lick you anyway.
I love that.
Yeah, hold on.
Put a Cheeto in it. I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we? And then the last but not least.
Oh, I'm most excited about
Takis Fuego. All right. We tried to find the hot Cheetos. Nobody had. We went to like three different places. Nobody had the hot Cheetos, but we got the other
Sold
hot.
Sold out. New York City just loves them hot spice. Cheetos.
So, Takis, cheers.
Cheers.
Mmm.
Oh, wow.
Mmm. They're so good.
You know why I like these?
They're so good.
I love kettle chips when they like, they're folded over.
Yeah.
Well, these are rolled potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So you get just that. Real thick potato chip crunch.
I love it
crunch.
Thick in my mouth.
Wow. The flavor of it, too, is...
It's on point. It's
tangy.
Good. It's tangy
spicy.
And spicy. The thing is, if you eat too many of these, it'll make you shit.
Oh, now you tell me. I mean, I'm a goner today anyway. I ate all that Cheeto ice cream. Although...
Listen, we've already discussed what... Like, I'm a lacturd.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what's the consensus here? If you want something with like,
say,
go ahead.
Well, if we have to pick one.
Well, yeah, we have to give a consensus before, you know, we got to wrap this shit up eventually. Really? So Marie.
This little thing. You can't see because you're on listening, but I'm holding.
And she's not pointing at my penis.
This little floppy thing.
No, Maria's holding the Simply Delicious White Cheddar Cheetos Puffs.
I really like those.
They're very, very good. I agree. I'm in agreement. But if you want something with a lot of zing and flavor, these Takis.
The Takis, yeah.
Yeah. Just make sure you're near a bathroom. You know? Like, I wouldn't eat them out on the street and then, like, go for a jog or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't do a marathon or...
Well, now, this is a good question before we wrap things up and say goodbye. Where do you wipe your fingers?
Oh.
Because our fingers
I'm just
are...
I'm wiping them on your bed. Is that not what I'm supposed to be doing?
No. Oh, I thought those were poop stains.
I'm just kidding. No, I've been just licking them.
You know?
I know. Mm. I love the Cheeto dust.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dear Cheetos, can you just send us some dust? Oh, my God. That would be amazing. You put it in, like, a spice jar, and then you could sprinkle it on things, like, on your porridge, or...
My porridge? I want Cheeto-flavored porridge?
Yeah. Mm. Or, like, on your, like, yogurt, for, like, savory yogurt.
Oh. I would think, like, when I get real drunk, I love to make ramen, but instead of putting the ramen pack... Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. You put take the ramen noodles, put butter, some black pepper, Cheeto dust. That'd be real good.
That'd be good.
It'd be like a mac and Cheeto.
Or Cheetos on your eggs in the morning, like a Cheeto dust, ooh, like a Cheeto seasoning.
Mm.
They're really good.
Yeah.
The Cheetos people, if you're listening. I think
sponsor us A and then B.
Make this.
Make
for us.
A little cheese Cheeto. Ooh, you can put it on like your bagel.
Like with your cream cheese.
That'd be really good.
You could put it on your butthole.
I can't wait.
It's really rare that I get
gay men love talking about buttholes. I tell you.
Well, hello.
The minute I talk about my butthole to a heterosexual man, it's like half of people are like, ooh, and then half of them are like, ew, that's gross.
No.
I'm dating the wrong people. I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I wish y'all could see Marie right now because she's like waving her arms in the air. She's giving me like bingo wings over here.
Cheeto dust all over my hand.
I don't know what she's doing. Ready? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Guys, get out there. Go live your best lives. You know?
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, let's recap. Well, we did. It was President's Day.
It's not going to be President's Day
when this airs in 2 days, mm-hmm. but it's close enough. Mm-hmm. Just go to our website. You can see some pictures, some recipes.
Some pictures, some recipe roundups. Learn more about us. That's in-yo-mouth.com. Again, in-yo-mouth.com. Mm. Mm. In-yo-mouth.com. In-yo-mouth.com.
That's good. Oh, okay.
In-yo-mouth.
But we just want to say thank you all so much for listening.
Your support has been great over the past few weeks.
And we really encourage everyone who listens, no matter how you listen, if you're on iTunes or Stitcher.
SoundCloud
or just directly from our website.
Or the old Victrola.
No matter what, please leave us reviews, comments, likes,
talk
stars.
To us. We want to talk back to you.
Yes, email us your questions.
I'm eventually
going to
get sick of looking at Marie anyway.
You're already sick of looking at this. I'm sorry. I didn't even shower for you.
Oh, that's that smell. I thought it was the Cheetos.
That's another kind of Cheeto.
Cheeto in the front, butter in the back.
Gross. Okay.
And on that note,
you guys, this
we love you.
The best President's Day I have
ever.
To say that I've ever had.
Oh yeah. And on that note,
thanks for tuning in to
In Yo Mouth.